Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insight. In today's episode, we will discuss a new topic selected from Surah An-Nisa. Whose repentance is accepted and whose is not? We are going to explore whose repentance is accepted, the meaning of repentance, the consequences of sins, what true repentance entails, its significance, its conditions, and much more. So let's begin our episode with a note about the blessings of sending durood upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, O people, undoubtedly, on Judgment Day, the person who will quickly find salvation from its terrors and reckoning is the one among you who will abundantly recite durood upon me in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, people are prone to error, and falling into sin is not uncommon. Sometimes, despite one's best efforts, a person succumbs to their own desires or the temptation of Satan. After falling into sin, when a person feels remorseful and seeks Allah Almighty's forgiveness, Allah Almighty accepts his repentance. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah only accepts the repentance of those who transgress in ignorance, then repent soon after. Allah turns to such people with His mercy. Allah's immense mercy and compassion are such that He does not immediately seize a person for his sins. Rather, He forgives upon repentance and accepts repentance even until the moment of death. It is mentioned in the verse that if a person commits a sin and repents shortly thereafter, by shortly is not meant just an hour or two, but any time before death, Allah counts it as near and accepts it. Allah Almighty grants respite to a person after committing a sin so that he may gain full awareness of his wrongdoing and strive to correct himself onto the right path. Therefore, in this blessed verse, Allah Almighty mentions first and foremost for those sinners who commit sins out of ignorance that He does not immediately punish them for their bad deeds, but rather mentions the opportunity for repentance. Dear viewers, the term tawbah, frequently used in the Holy Quran, the blessed ahadith, and the sayings of religious scholars, means repentance. Its literal meaning is to return or to revert. When a person realizes the enormity of his sin and understands that it creates a barrier between him and his merciful Almighty, he experiences remorse over committing that sin. He intends and strives to abandon that sin, resolves not to repeat it, and makes efforts to rectify any shortcomings caused by his previous actions. This comprehensive process of seeking forgiveness and striving for improvement in one's actions is termed as tawbah. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has kept the door of repentance open for sinners. So if a person commits a sin, he should repent immediately because sins can never bring any benefit in the hereafter. They only lead to harm and loss. The extent of the curse and devastation sins cause can be understood from the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu, "Never be mistaken by this command of Allah Almighty. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا." Whosoever brings a good deed, for him there is its equivalent tenfold. And whosoever brings a sin, then he shall only be recompensed its equivalent. Note that even a single sin brings 10 bad consequences. Number one, when a person commits a sin, he provokes the wrath of Allah Almighty, who has the power to execute His will. Number two, the sinner pleases the accursed Satan. Number three, he distances himself from paradise. Number four, he draws himself closer to hell. Number five, he harms his soul. Number six, he makes his inner self impure, though it is pure. Number seven, he causes distress to the angels, kiraman katibin. Number eight, he grieves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his blessed shrine. Number nine, he makes the earth, the heavens, and all creation witnesses to his disobedience. And number ten, he betrays all humans and disobeys Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, due to the curse of sins, a person not only faces loss in the hereafter, the torment of hell, and various punishments in the grave, but also suffers various harms in this world. Some of them are diminished sustenance, an abundance of calamities, a shortened lifespan, sudden weakness in the heart and sometimes the entire body, leading to poor health. Deprivation of worship, impairment of intellect, being disgraced in the eyes of people, reduced yield in fields and gardens, loss of bounties, constant heart distress, sudden onset of incurable diseases, being cursed by Allah Almighty, His angels, prophets, and righteous people, loss of the light of faith from the face resulting in a dull appearance, loss of modesty and honor, and being surrounded by humiliation, disgrace, and failure from all sides. Dear viewers, if a person wants to avoid the aforementioned harms, he should sincerely repent of his sins because Allah Almighty demands sincere repentance. Hence Allah Almighty proclaims, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, turn to Allah in sincere repentance such that there is no return to sin. It means, O believers, repent to Allah Almighty with sincere repentance such that its effect is visible in your actions. Your life becomes filled with obedience and worship, and you refrain from sins. Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu and other companions said, sincere repentance is that after repenting, a person does not return to the sin, just as milk taken out once does not return to the udder. Remember, sin makes a barrier between the bondsman and the Creator. As long as the person stubbornly persists in it and does not incline towards repentance, sincere repentance is the first step in emerging from the mire of sins and continuing the journey towards divine closeness. Feeling remorse for sins and turning to Allah Almighty sincerely brings blessings and the pleasure of the Merciful Almighty. Allah Almighty greatly loves those who repent. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims, ان اللہ یحب التوابین و یحب المتطہرین. Translation from کنز العرفان: Indeed, Allah loves those who repent sincerely and those who are exceedingly pure. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, when a person repents, Allah Almighty is happier with his repentance than the one of you who were to lose his mount in a desert with all his food and water on it, giving up hope of finding it, lie down in the shade of a tree, and then suddenly he were to find the mount standing near him and hold its rope. In the intensity of his joy, he might even speak words incorrectly. Dear viewers, did you hear that our merciful Almighty is exceedingly pleased with his bondsman's repentance? Therefore, no matter how many sins a person has committed, he should never delay repentance and must sincerely repent to Allah Almighty. However, there are three conditions for the acceptance of repentance. The first condition is ceasing to commit the sin. The second, feeling remorseful for the sin. And the third, resolving firmly not to commit the sin again. If it's possible to make amends for the sin, that is also necessary. For example, if someone has missed obligatory prayers, they must be performed after repentance. Similarly, if someone has wrongfully taken money, it must be returned. If any of these three conditions are lacking, the repentance is incomplete. This indicates that merely saying, "Oh Allah, I repent," is not sufficient for salvation unless these three elements are found. That is, stopping the sin, feeling regret for it, and firmly intending not to return to it. When a person sincerely repents of his sins, he doesn't know whether his repentance has been accepted or not. However, there are some signs that can indicate that Allah Almighty, in His mercy, has accepted our repentance. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, a scholar was asked, if a person repents, can he know if his repentance has been accepted or not? He replied, a definitive judgment cannot be made, but there are signs. The person sees himself avoiding sins in the future. He finds his heart free from joy, feels close to righteous people in the court of the generous Almighty, distances himself from wicked individuals, remains fully attentive to fulfilling Allah Almighty's obligations, safeguards his tongue, constantly reflects and ponders, and feels remorse, grief, and shame over past sins, then understand that his repentance has been accepted. Dear viewers, when a person repents of sins, his first task should be to learn how to recognize sins so that he can avoid committing them in the future. Attending weekly Sunnah-inspired congregations and Madani Muzakaras under the umbrella of Dawat-e-Islami is immensely beneficial. Then he should exercise complete caution against sins and strive to avoid every action that leads towards sin. Furthermore, he should engage extensively in performing good deeds so that the light of these good deeds continues to dispel the darkness of sins. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam also said, perform a good deed after sin, as the good deed will remove the sin. In another blessed hadith, it is stated that the example of the person who was initially preoccupied with evil deeds but then began performing good deeds is like someone with a collar around his body that is wringing his neck. When he did a good deed, a ring of the collar loosened. Then he did another good deed, and another ring loosened. And then he continued to perform good deeds until the collar completely opened up and fell to the ground. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty indeed accepts the repentance of His bondsmen. Mentioning this, the generous Almighty has stated in Surah An-Nisa, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: Allah turns to such people with His mercy, and Allah is all-knowing, most wise. However, there are also some people whose repentance Allah Almighty does not accept. Allah Almighty has mentioned these people in Surah An-Nisa. Hence Allah Almighty proclaims, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. And there's no repentance for those who repeatedly sin until when death comes to one of them, and he says, I have now repented, nor for those who die in the state of disbelief. Dear viewers, if the aforementioned Quranic verse refers to sayyi'at as sins, it means those who persist in sins throughout their lives besides disbelief. When the signs of death become apparent, they witness divine punishments, and the time for departure has come, their repentance will not be accepted. If someone repents a moment before the agonies of death, it will be accepted. But even if a Muslim's repentance is not accepted, they will not remain in hell forever. If Allah Almighty wills, He may forgive sinful Muslims or He may punish them. But after completing their punishment, they will enter paradise. However, those who die in a state of disbelief, on Judgment Day, their repentance will not be accepted. That is, they will never find salvation and will remain in the torment of hell forever. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, we should always fear Allah Almighty. Fear of Allah Almighty is the best provision for the hereafter. There is no goodness in this long life if it is free from the fear of Allah Almighty. Therefore, while fearing Allah Almighty, we should repent and seek forgiveness for our sins in His court. Allah Almighty is very merciful to His bondsmen. His mercy is vast. He grants His bondsmen the opportunity for repentance until their last breath. As long as we are alive, the door of repentance remains open. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah Almighty accepts the repentance of a person until the time before his agonies of death." Hence, if a Muslim sincerely repents of his sins before death, he will not face punishment in the hereafter. However, if a Muslim does not repent of his sins, his fate will be determined by the will of Allah Almighty. If Allah Almighty wills, He may punish him, and if He wills, He may forgive him by His kindness. But indulging in sins while hoping for Allah Almighty's kindness and mercy is utter foolishness. A number of sinners will surely enter hell, and no sinner can be certain that Allah Almighty will forgive his sins on Judgment Day. Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "Indeed, all sinners are at risk of divine will, and even the obedient ones do not know how their end will be. So, O sinners, do not be deceived, because Allah Almighty's mercy is not attainable for every sinner. Nor do you know that you may be among those whom Allah Almighty intends to forgive. Therefore, we should not delay repentance in the hope of forgiveness. Instead, we should take advantage of our lives and seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty and continuously pray for forgiveness. Allah Almighty, in His grace and kindness, accepts the repentance of a sinner and forgives all his sins, because repentance is an act of worship that erases sins. Allah Almighty proclaims, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He is most forgiving, most merciful. And return to your Lord. Dear viewers, if a person waits for forgiveness along with repentance, it is called hope. However, if one remains entangled in sins and waits for forgiveness, it is called deception. This can be understood with the following example. Imagine a person is in the market and the Friday Salah is about to start. He thinks he should head to the masjid, but then Satan whispers in his heart that he can't make it in time for the prayer. So he should just stay where he is. If he dismisses this satanic whisper and rushes towards the masjid with the hope that he might catch the salah, this hope is entirely valid and he would be considered hopeful. On the other hand, if he remains in the market thinking that perhaps the imam will wait for him or someone else, or that the congregational salah might be delayed for some unknown reason, then such a person is merely deceiving himself. Dear viewers, wise are those who prepare for death before it arrives. Therefore, we should immediately repent of our sins and embrace the path of piety and righteousness. Alhamdulillah. In today's challenging times, Dawat-e-Islami's religious movement provides us with a sunnah-inspired environment that encourages repentance, fosters regret for our sinful past, and inspires a resolve to live a righteous life in the future. Many sinners have transformed into pious people by coming into this environment. May Allah Almighty enable us to make sincere repentance and keep us connected with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami until our last breath. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat-e-Islami teri doom machi ho. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, in today's episode we discussed the topic whose repentance is accepted and whose is not, selected from Surah An-Nisa. We also explored the meaning of repentance, the consequences of sins, the importance and conditions of sincere repentance, and related matters. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, in the next episode, we'll be back with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.